Welcome to Double Fries No Slaw. We've got a pop-up episode, special, I guess, kind of betting episode, some NFL insights, some college football talk with Amanda Vance. Amanda is an Instagram sports personality, former cheerleader for the Miami Dolphins, and now sticks her toe in just about everything from the betting world, all over the place. So, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Can't wait to talk crap about your Seminoles.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were just talking about dogs before we got started. But yeah, talk about kicking a dog while he's down. Double Fries, No Slaw. Thank you for joining us. Talk to us a little bit about your background. Let's jump right into it. How did you talk to us about like just your background in the sports world? We talked about being a former Dolphins cheerleader. Let's start there and then we'll kind of spin off of that.
Yeah, so my dad was a crazy Midwestern sports guy, a former Buckeye, grew up in Pittsburgh, and he wanted a boy. And my grandpa had a very bad gambling addiction. So that's got me into, I guess, the sports gambling thing. And yes, I formerly cheered for the Dolphins right out of high school. I grew up a dancer and loved sports, and it was the perfect mix. And then my second season, the Dolphins went to Pittsburgh for their first playoff game, got their asses handed to them. And I was like, all right, time to retire. And then I kind of went off on my own, built my social media, started out with interviews, interviewed some big guys like Nick Bosa, Alan Lazard, Adrian Peterson, kind of off the bat. And then from there, gained some credibility and then realized that the money is in sports gambling. And as it becomes more and more legal, there's so much opportunity and not a lot of people were doing it on social media. So that's where I kind of found it as my unique little forte. And I've just been growing and growing with it. And it's a lot of fun. And I thought it was just football and then football season ended. And I realized more people actually gamble on March Madness. And it just became this huge thing. And now I'm super involved with it. And I'm just going to keep going.
When was it that you were there with the Dolphins?
2016, I believe.
Okay. So 16, pretty recently. 18. Thoughts on Tua real quick. A lot of people.
He's a college quarterback. In my opinion, you don't go 17 for 22, 70 yards in the NFL. I think he waits for guys to get open like they did at Alabama. And I don't necessarily think he has it down yet. I don't like him. I think they should have grabbed Herbert and they could have been a Super Bowl caliber team, but that's just like my opinion.
I'm all for pissing off the Miami.
Me too.
Should they trade for Deshaun Watson?
Well, they need to have win now mentality because they keep doing these things where they are, oh, we have these picks in 2022, 2023, but you have these big time defensive players and tight end like Gesicki, like they're going to want big time money next year and you can't pay them. You have the team around you now. So realistically, if they had a guy like Deshaun Watson, I think they could, you know, win a Super Bowl in the next year or two, but I don't know what's going on with him. And there's a reason they're not doing it. And who knows what this guy is actually going to be guilty of and if he'll ever play football again. I don't know. He's welcome in Pittsburgh with open arms. We'll take him. Miami doesn't want him.
Generational talent, nonetheless. Like he obviously would make any team really great. Okay, so with the Steelers now, but big Steelers fan, big Ohio State fan. So you rode the wave of highs and lows this weekend, much like we did.
Yeah.
We'll jump Oregon's into some
a good,
of that.
No, Oregon's a good team. So that, and you know, it's funny. My dad called me the morning of the game and I was like, I'm going to take the Buckeyes to cover. I'm going to take the Buckeyes to cover. My dad's like, don't do it. I'm like, why? And I agree they looked really slow last week against Minnesota. They started off really slow, the Buckeyes, and something just didn't look right. Like they looked worse than last year. So I can't say I'm too shocked about how they played this weekend. But what do you guys think about your Seminoles? Because last week against Notre Dame, it was like, okay, either Notre Dame's just really bad or maybe FSU's good. And then this weekend, I feel like – Notre Dame barely beat – who was it? Somebody real shitty.
It was Toledo.
Yeah. They barely beat Toledo, and I was like, all right, maybe they're both just bad.
So here's what happened, in my opinion, and this was Coach Norvell got a little too high on himself after that Notre Dame game, assumed listen, we're going to beat Jacksonville State no matter what. Let's get ready for Wake Forest. Let's start putting in plays and giving Wake Forest looks on tape. And we're not good enough to overlook anybody. And I was hoping after the first quarter and a half, he would have, you know, said, oh,
adjusted.
Man, like, this is not working. Let's make adjustments. No, he kept doing the same thing. I blame that entirely on the coaching staff for preparing for a week in advance when you don't have a team that can overlook anybody. People say it all the time as fans, like, oh, we can't look ahead in 2 weeks. Like, yes, we can. I'm a freaking fan. I can look ahead next year if I want. But the players and coaches, I think they got caught looking ahead in what they thought was an easy win. And my goodness, was it a disaster Saturday night.
Well, it came down to a play each time. You were just a play away in each of these games from winning. So it's not like, you know, and you would have been 2-0.
Yeah. Florida State has also, and we talked about this a little bit in our reaction, but Florida State has also flirted. I mean, I don't think people realize, people know Florida State's bad, but I don't think they realize how bad Florida State has been. Like, we almost lost to Jacksonville State last year, right? Yeah. Without Mackenzie Milton.
Losing halftime.
Yeah. And we almost lost to Sanford the year before, you know? And so this is not, they found a way to win those. They found a way to lose this. Like, you know how football works. Like, you know, teams are pretty even a lot of times, and then it comes down to one big play here or there. And in the last couple of years, I mean, they were lucky to make some big plays to beat FCS schools, and this time it bit them in the butt. So, you know, obviously that's really putting lipstick on a pig to say that, like, it wasn't that big of a deal. But, like, if you look at the last 3 years, like, it's the same thing. Like, we just happened to be unlucky this one time, but we were lucky the first two. So that's just how bad FSU is. Now, okay, so what are your
– Miss making you proud, though?
We'll get to him. I got a whole segment lined up for him. Like, at least we have him to make us smile. But you know, I still watch that game on Sunday, like, bitter about Saturday night. But it was fun to watch him go off. What do you think, Florida State? Are you shocked? Are you not shocked that this line is only 5.5, 6 points? So Florida State is only a 5.5 point dog to Wake Forest on the road. Not that Wake Forest is some world beater, but man, to only be a 5.5 point dog, like, I think Wake Forest covers that pretty easily. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think they could cover, but there's always, whenever you see a spread like that and you scratch your head and you're like, why is this the spread? Like, Vegas knows something. No. And you have to, it's never easy and it's never, like, obvious. So you have to, sometimes when I think it's obvious, I bet the opposite, because I'm telling you, there's a reason, and you're going to watch the game and be like, oh shit, it's never easy. And there's a reason that that's the spread. So Vegas always wins.
Yeah. I think we all kind of thought that with the Notre Dame game. We were like, how are they only a 7 point underdog? And then they end up covering, right? Like, they end up covering the spread and losing by 3 in overtime. And so, I just have no confidence in FSU to rebound after that loss to Jacksonville State. I'd love to be wrong. What do you think ends up?
Their season's over, so it's not like you have a shot at the playoffs. So now it's like, look forward to next year and think about, like,
what you're doing that really early. What do you? I mean, Ohio State
lost to Oregon. I know our season's over. We're not making the playoffs. I mean, we lost to a good team. We look like shit.
Yeah.
There's no way we beat Alabama, and that's the you have to look at some of these top teams. Like, there's last year, I really thought we had a shot, but there's no way we're going to beat that kind of talent. So
I actually thought you guys would give Alabama a run for their money, and they are just absolutely on another level, another planet. Even if you guys are, I mean, your schedule's not terrible, right? Like, you play Penn State, that'll be a tough one. Michigan at the end of the year.
I feel like now at this point for Buckeye fans, it's like, if we beat Michigan, we won the season. Like, that's just how it is.
So on Alabama, though, they have a big one this weekend. They're they're more than a 2-touchdown favorite. They're a 15.5 point favorite in the swamp. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's not a lot that we can take pride in our season, but we can cheer against our rivals. So is Alabama going to go beat Florida's brains in this week, or what's going to happen there?
Yeah, so I love these big spreads with these big-time schools. I actually took FAU week one to cover against UF, and that was my bad. And
down
I love
the wire.
Yeah, it did come down to the wire, and I do – it was a backdoor cover. Got to love a backdoor cover when it's in your favor, especially your school. I went to FAU, so that was – Yeah, go Owls. And you know what? A couple of years ago, I went to the Buckeye home opener – against it was FAU against the Buckeyes in Columbus, and FAU covered too, and they came within the closest to beating Ohio State all season. So you just never know with some of those schools. UF is a good school. They have some quarterback issues right now, but I kind of like them. What is it? It's more than two touchdowns.
15 and a half.
I don't know. I still might take Alabama there. I think they move the ball down the field, the Gators, and Alabama's not used to that kind of offense. So when they play some of these big time schools this year, that's why people are projecting a couple losses. But I don't think they understood how good Alabama would come out again. I'd probably take Alabama to cover, to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel like they do. I hope they do. I had a lot of jokes made my way this week, so I need to be able to give it back to the rivals. Richie, there's another in-state rival that plays a big one this weekend.
Yeah, so Amanda, staying in the Big Ten, where what's home to you, Michigan State at Miami.
Yeah.
I think it was 6.5 points last I saw. I got the Canes on upset alert, and it's not just because they're a headed rival. I think, you know, Alabama clearly did what they wanted with Miami. They almost lost to App State, and now they got Michigan State coming in. That's a tough three-game stretch.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of Michigan State fans coming in town for this game, and I kind of like Michigan State here. I don't want to like Michigan State, but Hurricanes are a bunch of garbage. Do you guys see that cat right now? Do you see the cat hanging in
the American flag catching him?
That was so sad. I think that was the most excitement those fans have had all season, honestly. But yeah, I like Michigan.
So you like Michigan State outright or just on the points here?
I might take Moneyline.
I think I might as well.
I mean, they barely beat Appalachian State.
Yeah,
like Miami's getting the skate by a lot right now because of how bad FSU is. Like if FSU was just average, like Miami would get everyone's focus here in Florida. But, you know.
I love when the spread is that small, I like taking Moneyline.
Yeah, because Miami's either going to win by 10 or lose, right?
That's like the big money.
Yeah. All right, speaking of big money.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis Winston had quite a day on Sunday, right?
Yeah, and I took the Packers.
I took the Saints, but I'm a homer. And so, you know, my Instagram bio literally says Jameis Winston apologist. So Jameis set out.
Jameis claims to be a fan who roots for the Saints. So that's what TJ is for us.
I'm more of a players fan is what I'd say. Like I was a Kobe guy. I'm a Messi guy. Okay. I like Jameis. So I mean.
Right, you're not loyal to teams, you're loyal to the players.
Yeah, like I cheer for the Bucks. Like I want the Bucks to win, but if they play Jameis, like, sorry guys, you know, drop those games. So he sat out a year, sat behind Drew Brees, didn't throw for a ton of yards, but 5 touchdowns, no picks after throwing 30 picks the last time he saw the field. Thoughts on Jameis's game on Sunday?
Yeah.
And it's a small sample size, but has Sean Payton fixed him? Like what are your thoughts on him going forward?
So I took the Saints to be pretty good this year. I actually took them to win the division. People thought I was nuts. Oh, but if you look at their record without Drew Brees, they went 8-1 without Drew Brees in the past 2 years. They have a great team around him. And that's why I'm not giving all the credit to Jameis, but I mean, they have a great defense. They have a great line. They give him time in the pocket and they have great coaches. And I don't think, I mean, I think Kirk Cousins, who's a good guy to say? I think he's a struggling quarterback. Carson Wentz. This is a good example. Carson Wentz could probably go into New Orleans and throw 5 touchdowns. I just believe that it's the team around him that's good. I mean, that's why a couple of years ago he had such a shitty line, such shitty receivers. That's why he threw just as many interceptions as he did touchdown. It was in a bad situation. I don't know if, you know, I wouldn't say it's Peyton maybe sitting for a year and humbling himself a little bit and going in and throwing some of those big time passes when they needed one to build his confidence a little bit, maybe. But I think the Saints overall are just a good team. He fits the scheme there quite well. So, I'm happy for them. The Saints don't bother me. They're an NFC team. And they're a team I took to do well, and everybody called me an idiot. So at this point, I hope they do great.
He did a couple of times, obviously turnover. It's never been about talent, right? Like, right. You know, even the year with the interceptions, he threw for 5,000 yards and 33 right. touchdowns. But interceptions being a big deal, he did look like he was a little more slow with mm-hmm. things, like in a good way, right? Like he was a little more like he threw a couple of passes away. He took off running a couple of times, protected the ball.
Right. He was also a rookie before. I mean, you come into the NFL and, you know, just gets nervous and throws interceptions kind of like Lamar did a couple of years ago just to get the ball out. Maybe he's learned to hold on to it. And I'm rooting for him. But he's also got some receivers that will catch anything that comes their way now. So I think that helps out too.
Yeah. Last thing on Jameis, and then I'll let Richie kind of take over. He, his MVP odds went from 4,000 to plus 4,000 to plus 2,500. I don't know how much future stuff you do. I'm not saying he wins the MVP, but I am saying if he throws 5 touchdowns and no picks every single week, he will win the MVP.
Yeah.
Thoughts on, can he be in that top 5 at the end of the year? Right. Cause the MVP will separate themselves, but where is he going to end up?
I wouldn't put him in the top 5. I don't know why. I think he had a hot start. Who knows? Aaron Rodgers could purposely be trying to lose right now so he gets traded. I don't know what's going on over there in Green Bay either. So let's give it a couple more weeks. But I did just pull up on my phone the spread just to make sure. It's -3.5 against the Panthers this week, and I love it. The Panthers barely beat the Jets, who look like they're going to have another high pick in the draft this year. So I love – I love that matchup. I think the Saints are gonna crush it. So I would definitely, that's as far as I'm getting right now with futures with that team. I'll take them -3 this weekend. But I don't like him to be MVP. I mean, if he
does, you're coming back on here and we're gonna get to Jameis.
Sure. If Pat Mahomes' arm falls off, Tom Brady breaks his knee, maybe. But I don't like it. Maybe, but there's just so many other guys in the league right now that. I get same situations. They're on these, they have these good teams around them, but it's a little more convincing that they're the reason they're winning. I don't know if that's how I feel about Jameis at the moment.
And as a Bucks fan, I love that Panthers Saints spread is only 3 points. Cause that shows how much further ahead of everyone in the NFC South, the Bucks are. But just thoughts. I know you said you'd pick the Saints to win the division. Most recent odds have the Bucks at -225, the Saints at +300, Falcons and Panthers, no chance at all. Do you still feel good about the Saints, or are you looking at the Bucks a little more now saying, hey, they should win it?
So the Bucks, I took them to obviously go to the playoffs. I think they're going to have an average. But here's the thing. The Bucks had a very average season last year. They almost lost the Giants on Monday Night Football. They barely got by with some of these regular season games. Look at Thursday Night Football. They barely lost to the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys are that great either. I just think that, you know, it takes them a little bit to heat up. And, you know, I'll say some guys that weren't there at the start of last season looking hot, like AB immediately looks really good now. And, you know, their defense is right back where it left off. And, you know, Bruce Arians is not slowing down. Like, I think that they have a shot to be a Super Bowl team again. But I do think the Saints are going to give them a run for their money. I like the Saints to be just as good at the end of the – I think those matchups are going to be fun.
Yes.
That's going to be fun. But Brady never – I mean, there's been a couple seasons, I guess, on the Patriots where he's had really great regular season wins. But I feel like they only won 11 games last year, and now they're 17 games. So there's an extra game. I think I took them to win, like, 11 again, and people went off. But I'm like, they have to play the season. Look at who they have to play twice. I mean, they have to play Saints twice. They have to play, I think they have
two LA. Yeah, they go to LA. They play Buffalo. They've got some tough games in there for sure. And then, like, there's always a game or two that sneaks up on you and you don't expect to. I mean, they were fortunate to get past the Cowboys. Like, Dallas left a lot of points on the field, but they easily could be 0-1 right now. I do think the Bucks win the division, but I like Amanda's. I'm hoping Amanda's right on this one.
Yeah, so, I mean, either way, they're both going to the playoffs. I feel good about that.
Yeah. So you mentioned that everyone's looking forward to those Bucks Saints. Not in my house. My wife is a diehard Saints fan. I'm a Bucks fan. Okay. This is twice a year, just full on. We'll be in Tampa for when Jameis makes his return to Raymond James. But I know you mentioned the Saints, and I do think they have a really good team. But who else in the NFC do the Bucs need to be looking out for? Obviously, the Cowboys almost took the first game from them. But I think a lot of people are looking at, you know, looking at the West Coast and those Rams out there.
That's who I was going to say. I mean, I think everybody expected Stafford to, well, they had hoped and had imagined that his talent on that team, again, the rest of the team is there. They just needed the quarterback. And now that they have that guy, he's doing his job. He looked great week one. I like the Rams. I said that early, but so did really anybody with a brain. The Cowboys, I'm not convinced. You can't convince me yet. Their defense isn't there. If everybody can stay healthy, if you take those like first couple of passes, like CeeDee Lamb just like hitting his chest and dropping it. That is like the Cowboys. That's their season in a nutshell. But it's about who stays healthy. Dak to me didn't look nervous, and I thought he was going to come out like after that, you know, injury and play nervous, and he didn't. He looked confident. So if that line can protect him, they had so many injuries last year, so many, and that's when people start going down. So if they could stay healthy, maybe they'll win their division, but I don't think they have a shot at beating some of these teams. People are even saying the 49ers have a shot at going to the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of analysts take them to go to the Super Bowl, which is crazy to me. I'm not convinced there at all. But they did smoke. They play this again. I know I took them to cover. They didn't play. I can't keep up.
They almost blew it against Detroit.
Yes, Detroit.
They were up big. Dallas, I mean, I think what helps Dallas is that the rest of their division is just crap. You know, like the Giants are bad. You know, the Eagles look good on Sunday, but are they going to really put it together? Yeah, right. Yeah, you're playing somebody terrible. But that NFC West, I mean, what an absolute grind that is with Arizona, Seattle, and LA. That's the problem for the 49ers.
Can they all make the playoffs?
Yeah. I mean,
The Steelers, the Browns, and the Ravens all made the playoffs. So you have to think of that. There is a chance they added that extra team. So there's a chance that three teams in the division can make the playoffs now.
I mean, that's probably what I would pick too, right? Like you know, obviously somebody's going to make it automatically. You think the Bucs and Saints make it. Nobody else from the North, like the Packers will figure it out, but nobody else from the, like.
You think that?
I think they will.
I think they will too, but I'm not sure what's going on with them right now. It doesn't make sense that they, you know, just look that bad. I thought the opposite. I thought Rodgers would come out hot, mad, just like he did when they drafted Jordan Love. And I like his chance this weekend. I think he'll come back, I think Rodgers will have a good week, but I don't know.
We're playing the Lions at home, so I hope he does.
Yeah, but
it's really
them close. The Lions play them close, though. That's division game. You never know.
So I know you like the Steelers, but if you take your heart out of it, first of all, how impressive is Big Ben at like, you know, age 57? But he does look good. Is it Kansas City's conference to win, and then everybody else is playing catch up right now?
You know, it's funny. Before this weekend, everybody said it was the Bills. The Bills lost one game, and everybody's like, "The Bills suck." I'm like, they don't suck." No, I don't. Well, so prior to the season, I liked the Raiders. I know you think I'm crazy, but now I kind of look smart after this week. But they did play a beat up Baltimore team. Yeah. I liked some of these teams last year that, like, I like Cleveland. I liked some of these teams last year that were just average to step up. And I like the Chiefs have a hard schedule. They have one of the toughest schedules in the NFL. And they lost a couple of key guys this year. I think the Chiefs are going to get by, you know, like they did this weekend against the Browns, maybe like keep it close. Like I'm going to bet against the Chiefs in the spread pretty often this season. Because they are such big favorites so often. And I don't think they're going to they'll smoke some of these teams here and there, but I think like look at last year they lose to the Raiders. Like there's gonna be some and the Chargers. There's gonna be a couple teams that I think surprise us and maybe expose the Chiefs this year. That's my prediction. I don't like them to be as good as people think, but no, I think the AFC is a lot better than the NFC. There's like five, the Titans. They didn't do great this weekend, but people, 99% of the public took the over. I think it was 12 wins with the Titans. And there's some teams I think that could be pretty good. I wouldn't say it's a gimme with the Chiefs at all.
I think the AFC is more.
No, I was just going to say, I think you hit it on the head there with the Chiefs. When a team's that good, it's like Alabama football, right? You just assume they're going to cover every week. But going back to 2020, the Chiefs were actually in the bottom 10% of the league, 8-11 against the spread.
Yeah.
And they made the Super Bowl. But everyone thinks of them as this dominant team.
Yeah.
And that's a trap you kind of got to avoid. So if you're just a casual bettor like myself, like I'll bet on games every week. But I'm not going to bet on the Chiefs to cover a 17.5-point spread in the NFL against a bad team because that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I took Cleveland week one. I knew they'd keep it close. I'm glad the Chiefs won, but I just knew Cleveland would keep it close.
And I also feel like adding the extra game, there's sometimes a hard – like, I mean, everybody knows the Chiefs are going to be back in the playoffs. Everybody knows the Bucs are going to be back in the playoffs. Like, how do you get up? Now, I mean, it shouldn't be that hard to get up for week one. But, yeah, like you said, when you're playing the Raiders on week nine and you're 7-2 going to that game and you know – yeah, like you can get tripped up there, you know, like I would hope that you hope that doesn't happen, but it does, right? Like it's hard to get up for 17 weeks where the Bucs and the Chiefs obviously last year were the strongest was when it came to the playoffs, right? Like they know how to turn it on at that point.
Yeah, I mean, so once my Steelers got eliminated, obviously they were my favorite to win the Super Bowl, just betting with my heart. But after the Steelers got eliminated, I took the Bucs, which was saying they had to beat Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Pat Mahomes. And I took them to win the Super Bowl going into the second round after that wild card weekend. And they did. And everybody's like, well, duh, like Brady, like that's not impressive. I'm like, but wait, they were an underdog going into the playoffs. They were not a team people thought were going to win. That was one of those things. I do this sometimes where I'm like, small chance I look like a genius, big chance I look like an idiot. And that time it panned out. But, you know, just like I tried that with USC beating Gonzaga and that one didn't work out. But like sometimes when it works out, that's beautiful. But people, they were very average. I try to remind everybody, I'm like, they didn't have an amazing regular season last year. It was towards the end of the season. It was like, are they going to make the playoffs? I knew they would pull through, but it wasn't obvious. So yeah, I know they won the Super Bowl, but I think some of these big time teams may struggle. And there's teams like Seattle that everybody's like, their defense looked like shit last year. They're not going to be good. And I mean, look, they look pretty good to me. Their defense might actually be back. It looks like they might have a shot this year. And some of those teams that were, you know, on the outside looking in last year may be able to take it away from those big dominant teams. So I root against the obvious. I would love a Raiders.
Saints.
What?
Saints. Saint Raiders and Saints. Let's go.
All right. Fine. Raiders. if some of those, you know, if a team like that, you know, makes it into the playoffs, that's who I'm rooting for. I'm sick of these. I'm sick of Mahomes. I'm sick of Brady. I respect them, but I'm just, you know, it gets old.
How can anybody be sick of Brady, though? My goodness, it's greatest. No,
I mean, because he's won like a billion.
Jokingly, knowing that I've been a Bucs fan that struggled mightily for the past 20 years.
Right.
And Brady just came in. You know, I know you see a lot of the Florida State stuff behind me. I have a cold corner for the Bucs. Half of that was not there because we hadn't won anything. But Brady made that happen.
So it's really fun rooting for him. Like, I don't like the Cowboys. So Thursday night, I got to root for Brady, and I got to tell you, it's kind of fun when the GOAT is, you know, who you want to win. It makes things a little less stressful, I guess.
It's definitely better rooting for him when he's getting the ball with a minute to go as opposed to rooting against him. Because like everybody in America knew what was going to happen with a minute left tonight. I'm almost shocked that Dallas didn't go for it.
Yeah.
Like just go for it on fourth and run the rest of the clock out.
Yeah, I mean, you can't leave some of those guys with any time. It's those experienced quarterbacks, in my opinion, that can throw the ball, not these running quarterbacks that you have to look out for. Big Ben is another one. He's known for those one-minute drives. I mean, he does it every year a couple of times. There's a minute left. He goes down the field and can throw the ball. But those guys like Lamar, look at him this weekend. He just had to, you know, take some time off the clock. He ends up running and fumbles it. I like the guys that sit back in the pocket and throw it when there's like a couple minutes on the clock and they need to go down and win.
Amanda Vance, thank you for hanging out. Tell people where they can follow you, where they can find the different things you do, the different things you have going on right now. I know you do like a million things. You don't have to list them all, but tell people where they can check you out here.
Yeah. So on Instagram and TikTok at Amanda Casey Vance, I post a lot of my predictions on there. Right now I'm traveling every week to different NFL games. Week one, I was in Buffalo. This week, I'm heading to Arizona for the Cardinals-Vikings game with bookies.com. And we are partnering with DraftKings this NFL season. So we have a lot of fun stuff going on. I'm kind of trying to show everybody. I'm giving picks out for every single NFL game. And I'm giving over-unders for the primetime games as well. But we're trying to live through the tailgate experience and show everybody kind of what it's like at all these games. So follow along because it's a lot of fun. I jumped on a table this week.
I also, let me tell you, for all the FSU fans, you mentioned this earlier, but you took FAU and I saw you sweat that out. Like I was watching your story and you were like sweating that out. And then in the last, backdoor cover for sure.
Those are the best though. And you know, sometimes that's like part of, have you seen the movie Two for the Money with Matthew McConaughey? Yeah. That feeling of like, almost losing or sometimes even losing is what makes it so fun. Like I'd rather a backdoor cover than just like smoking them the whole time. Like I like
that's oh, I'm too old. For this. I can't take the pressure.
That's hilarious you said that. That is one movie I watch before football season every single year. Yeah. And my wife loves it because she kind of learns a little bit, but yeah. I gamble and I lose more than I should, but you know, it's all in good fun. But yeah, that Two for Money, it's such a good movie because there's so much truth in it that it only a degenerate sports gambler would be able to appreciate. So if you don't gamble, you watch that movie, you're like, oh, this is terrible. But if you bet on games, you're going to love that.
I know. I'm John Anthony.
All right, John Anthony.
Let's ask this and then we'll get out of here. Let's all go around the horn. What is your worst bad beat ever? I don't know if you guys have to think about it. I know mine. So if you guys want me to go, I'll go first. But worst bad beat ever.
You go first.
The number one rule of gambling is not to take parlays, right? Because, you know, it's just awful. So I had a 4-team parlay with 3 soccer matches and 1 NBA match. Okay. And I hit on the first 3. And the fourth game, and this was a parlay that I believe I put like 250 on. And it was to win something like 1500. Like it was a big, and I'm not like one of these guys. Like I'm not a sharp, right? Like I'm not putting hundreds of thousands, you know, so that's a lot to me. And I think I was like 22, 23. So when you're like 22 years old, it's even more. That fourth soccer game, it was tied the entire game and Atletico Madrid scored in the 91st minute.
Oh, geez.
A penalty to go up. And at that moment I was covering the spread with in the 94th minute, the other team scored. Like you score in the 91st minute, you think it's done. And so it finished as a draw and I lost the bet because soccer's a three-way. So the draw canceled it. Literally lost $1,750 like off that one kick.
I've had a lot of bad last minute things, but one that stands out to me, one that just like I kick myself to this day, it's kind of funny. During the Super Bowl, I took the weekend to have 7 outfit changes because he put like millions of dollars into the performance himself. I'm like, this is gonna be crazy. He's like an out there guy. He didn't have one. He didn't change one time. That was just that's one.
Not even close.
But I did take the Bucks in the under, so at least I cashed out there.
I can't think of any specific bad beat, but I feel like all of mine happened during college basketball season, right? Yeah. Not during football because it's a situation where, you know, it's a 6.5-point spread, a team's down by 7 and they get fouled in a 1-on-1 with like 3 seconds left in the game, or someone just throws a half court shot up that doesn't have any difference on the outcome of the game, but the spread is just shot. I feel like that happens a lot. Nothing comes to mind. I did, and I'll find the receipt and post if I have to. I did live bet the Patriots at like $25 money line down 28-3 against the Falcons. Just because I've been drinking all day. And I'm sitting on the couch watching. I'm like, well, it's Brady. That's it's like only a normal $25. Day yeah, right. That's a typical weekend in the Barnes household. But yeah, like, and again, it was $25, but I think the payout was like over $300. It was totally worth it.
I did find one more, and I posted it on my actual Instagram page with like a apology because it was so bad. I literally said, I took Buckeyes minus 16.5 to Oral Roberts. And I literally said, had one of the top scoring. I literally said in all caps, like, they have no chance. Oral Roberts is a quick pace offense, gives Ohio State too many opportunities. This is going to be a blowout. Put your house on it. I said that. And
Oral Roberts won.
The March Madness lesson from the gambling gods.
I only remember that because I'm pissed because the Florida Gators got to play Oral Roberts in the second round instead of Ohio State, which they most certainly would have lost to.
Yeah.
I know. I was actually looking forward to that. A lot of my friends went to UF, so that was a bummer.
Cool. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for hanging out. We definitely appreciate your time. Everybody go follow. It's Amanda Casey Vance on Instagram and TikTok. Again, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll have to catch up with you soon.
For sure. Go FSU.
We'll take it. We'll take that. Thanks, Amanda. Thanks. Have a great night. Double Fries, No Slaw, brought to you by Guthrie's in Tallahassee. Again, you can visit both locations, 1818 West Tennessee Street or 2550 North Monroe. A little bit different episode with Amanda, just a pop-up, talking some NFL, talking some sports betting, some college football. We'll be back tomorrow evening for our regularly scheduled broadcast, breaking down the FSU, previewing, I guess, the FSU Wake Forest game on Saturday night. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that.
I'm trying to find time for all these podcasts we're doing. I'm fairly certain at this rate, I'm going to have plenty of time because with how often you have me hopping on here, my wife is going to divorce me. I want to move into a one-bedroom apartment, and I'll just be all in on the podcast from there.
Dude, I'm telling you, this week has been crazy. I mean, you're exactly right. But I did we did Double Fries on Sunday. Monday night, I did the Bourbon podcast. I was supposed to do Peak to Pit last night. I called an audible, and I'm doing it later tonight. Then we obviously did this here on Wednesday. Double Fries again on Thursday night. Yeah. Friday, we get a break. Yeah. And then hopefully Saturday, we're doing an instant reaction show. I will say
Saturday,
this.
No, so Saturday, we can do instant reaction for both Florida State Wake Forest and Florida Alabama. Because I've noticed from the pod account notifications, we got a lot of hate listeners coming in this week.
I'm telling you, the UF fans were very much interested in what we were posting on Twitter. Especially, so I appreciate their support.
I won't mention him, but one of
them. Oh, it's Justin. Yeah, I know who he is, bro. He tweeted three times. He tweeted us three times, and he got all of two
in like
likes.
6 minutes. Yeah.
Right. I hope those three tweets were worth both likes that that he got on them. But anyway, yeah, you know, I'm all about it. Unless, I mean, you know, I got some reactions to whatever happens this weekend with Wake Forest, so I'm down to do that around 7 or so o'clock.
I'm excited
on Saturday
for the game,
evening.
But, you know, we'll do it tomorrow. I'm not giving anything away. I might surprise some people tomorrow with what I'm feeling right now for this game.
I ain't going to surprise anybody. They'll be expecting me. So, anyway, all right, we will talk with you guys tomorrow night. We'll do shout-outs and everything else, unless you got something really crazy. But we'll do shout-outs and stuff tomorrow. Check us out on social media. I almost said Bourbon on a Budget. It is Double Fries, No Slaw. On Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We're starting a TikTok. We have some TikTok stuff coming out, so enjoy that.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yeah,
guys,
we are.
I'm sorry,
what the young kids are doing.
Our last podcast on this network.
Sorry, it's just what has to happen. Yeah. We will see you guys tomorrow night for our Wake Forest preview. Until then, go Noles. Yeah.